I want to give a big ashakayach for all the tzaddikim and the tzadkaniyas that work so hard all the time, and mazel tov, and all those names that are so dear to me. To start singling out, the only person that wasn't singled out was Yaakov Zoldan himself. And that's called a shout-out, I guess? That was called a shout-out? No, a shout-out's when you talk about it. He was shouting. So, Yaakov, I know this is for Yaakov, it's surrealistic what we have here tonight, and this transformation of a beautiful, beautiful shul into a beautiful Beis HaMedrash. I was so worried about this shul, and I'm thinking, you know, I see Levesa Mishalai. I was worried about, over the years, of becoming cold and the snow setting in, and what would be, how would we find his chadshes? And Hashem Yisbach sent chaverim, they're teaching Torah together, all of us together. My chaverim, Rav Levin, Rav Rubenstein, Rav Yirmi Ginsburg, and the chaverim together, his chadshes, and a fire and a warmth that I was talking about on Shabbos, in the Hanukkah candles. But Yaakov, this is Yaakov's dream, that Yaakov dreams all day long, all night, about how to make the shul more exciting and more beautiful, and to bring everybody together. So on behalf of each and every one of us, I want to thank you, Anne Landy, and the whole mishpacha for what you do for us. And you said long, healthy, good years with some good sons.
Amen.
The Heilige Vision has said, the Heilige Vision has said that on Zeis Chanukah, Poshet Yidden, simple Jews, are able to be poyel what the greatest tzaddikim are poyel on Yom Nirayim. The Vision has said specifically that simple Jews can be poyel with our avodah on Zeis Chanukah. But big tzaddikim are poyel on the Shem Kippur on Yom Nirayim. Zahayim, Asah Hashem, and Yurgis Mahabai. Ma'ith Hashem, Ma'ith Zayis, Tzadikim Zayis, Zayis, Zchanak, Zayis, Chanak. In the flaws, my name. This eating of Zayis Chanak is hidden deep, deep in the Tikkun, the Kisari, the Ksavim, the Tamil Hashem. And as we get closer to Mashiach, the Sai, the secret of Zayis Chanak. And who are we that was Zaycha, the simple Jews? Simple Jews that are Zaycha, Minoisa Kan Kan. That's who we are. We're Minoisa Kan Kan. For thousands of years, Chevre, we are the jars that are left. Minoisa Kan Kan. Simple Jews that are trying our best to give Nachas Ruach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There are miracles that we're seeing everywhere. This whole Beis HaMedrash, this Eish Kodesh, is a nes, Amish a nes. When I'm sitting at a kibbutz in a sefer like this, I'm thinking back on the years, on how we started, and over the years, things that have happened. And the chaverim that have come here, that have joined to be mechazikos, and how in different places in the world there's a fire that's spreading, moving. And so I usually end with this story. I want to begin with this story. And the shmooze that I'm going to give is to try to understand these few words of this great tzaddik. I told you last year, 2 years ago, that one of the chevres sent me, it was like a bootleg copy of Shishim Mishmoyim Ma'isiyas, 68 Ma'isiyas that were told by the tzaddik from Yerushalayim, Rav Moshe Freund. And since Rabbi Nachman, we don't have such a thing, but a tzaddik would weave together it. Little stories. I mean, Rabbi Nachman's stories were not small, but these are tiny little stories he would weave together. And it was left when he died. Some of the Chevre, I think, had copies of it. Anybody that wants, I'm sure he can get copies. And whenever it's a yontif, I learned the whole thing out when I got it, but I did it very quickly. And whenever it's a yontif, I sit over a few of these. Each one is mamish. You could talk about for months and months and months each one of these little stories. They don't really have plots. You can't make any of them into like a full-length feature film, you know what I mean? It's not going to Hollywood, any of this. But it goes to a place that's infinitely more important than Hollywood. So let me begin with the story. And then what I'm going to say is going to explain the story. Whoever's tired, put your head down. Go on. You have tables now. It's like a regular, maybe like a regular chassidus. How many chassidim are sleeping on the floor? You should look once when you go to a tish. There are all kinds of opportunities here. They don't have the pews, right? The pews, the guy just passes out. What's he going to do? I'll try to do the concept. Listen to the words. And Moshe Freund said this story before he died. And the reason that I was learning this over Hanukkah is because of how it begins. Ma'aseh b'Or HaGadlus. Good? This is a ma'aseh with the Or HaGadlus. Now everybody knows the light of Hanukkah is the Or HaGadlus. It's the light of the Or HaGadlus. When he saw school, it's a deep kadmoin, Rekech, all the big Bali Ruach HaKadosh spoke about this. Agal Mukas, Rekech. These were people who... These were people, tzaddikim, that were Bali Ruach HaKadosh, like a Navi. That the 36 candles of Hanukkah, the 36 hours that Adam was Mishamish with the Aragonis of creation, the 36 tzaddikim, and so on. Ma'isa Bal Aragonis. Shahaya Echad Baidit. There was a Jew who was lonely. The Hirgish Shuhu HaBaidit Shohabalam. And you know how it is with a person who's lonely. He felt he was the most lonely person in the world, the loneliest person in the world. I just spoke to a young woman yesterday who told me that she was the loneliest person in the world. And people feel like that, a lot. People feel that way. The Ganim Hayim Misar Ktsas Barlam, and even when he was Misar Ktsas Barlam, he was with people. He was always betachlis habedidus. He didn't need a cheder bidud or a quarantine. He was betachlis habedidus even when he was with other people. It was very tzivrach from this bedidus, from this loneliness. The chipeis la'as my or. The Hidabik by Kenegan Habididus. So Hanukkah. He was looking for some light to connect to, some art, to save him, to pull him out of this Bididus, of this loneliness. The Shoma Sheyesh Barlam Or HaGanus. And this Jew heard of the Or HaGanus, of the hidden light. The Shoma Sheyesh Barlam Or HaGanus. And that if you see this, Or HaGadlus could bring the dead back to life. Even somebody who's so, so lonely and miserable could bring them back to life. So, as it is in many of the stories, he was wandering and journeying and looking. You couldn't find anything. He came to a chacham, to a tzaddik, and he asked. Onolai. And the tzaddik told him, Hakeev shel habedidus, the pain that you're experiencing of loneliness, hu haor habanus shelcha. That is your hidden light. The pain that you're feeling from your loneliness, hu haor habanus shelcha. That is the hidden light. That's your Or HaGadlus. So let's try to understand. So there's another story, but this goes back a long time. This goes back to Tanakh. I didn't want to make mistakes with the Psukim, so I wrote everything down with the Psukim. In Malachim days, this is many years before Hanukkah, There was a woman who was married to a Navi, to one of the Bnei HaNaviyim. She came, Sa'aka al-Elisha Laila. She came and she was crying, screaming, to the Navi Elisha. Ishi Mez, my husband has died. Ba'ati adata ki avtecha hayari es Hashem. And you, she said to the Navi, to Elisha, you Rabbi, you know that my husband was a big Yivei Shemai. V'hanoisha bo lakachas es shnei yiladai. And the creditor, she didn't have any money. And the noisha was coming, the creditor was coming. Lakachas es shnei yiladai, loy la'avodim, was coming to take away my two children. Because I can't pay him, so he's taking the two children, my children as slaves. Now, according to Chazal, Ishi, this husband, is Ovadia Hanavi. It's Ovadia Hanavi. We don't know her name, but Ishi, my husband, Ishi Meis, is talking about Ovadia Hanavi. Now, Ovadia Hanavi, with tremendous mysterious nefesh, I'm sure you remember, with tremendous mysterious nefesh, Ovadia Hanavi was hiding 100 Nevi'im in two caves. He was hiding 100 Nevi'im. And he was taking care of these Nevi'im. He was supporting them. It was like an ancient thing of, you know, adopt a Navi back then. And he was taking care of these 100 Nevi'im with tremendous mysterious nefesh. And in order to be able to afford that, he was a poor person. In order to be able to afford that, he borrowed money from Yehoram, the son of Achav. He borrowed a lot of money. And he died. And he didn't have, and his almana didn't have to pay back. So the Naisha, this Yehoram was coming to collect. She doesn't have, so he was going to take the two children as slaves. So she went, this tzedekis went, and she was mishtateach by the kever of her husband, of Ovadia Hanavi. She went and she was crying there. And there was a hisgalus that Ovadia made himself known to her, and instructed her and told her to go to the tzaddik Rebbe, to go to Elisha Hanavi, to go to get an answer from the tzaddik. The tzaddik Chador was Elisha. That's the story. That's the background. Now listen. Regarding this maisa of the wife of Ovadia Hanavi, we have two short mamarim from the Alter Rebbe Chusilin, from Balatanya. We have also a very, very deep, deep beer, a hesber, from the Rebbe Parish of Chusilin. And the Rebbe Chusilin spoke about this in a number of sikhs. This maisa. This mice is completely, completely chankitik. And the Rebbe spoke about this many times. What's the Rekha? What brought out the Rebbe to say these mamorim? There was a chassid who came, Yechidus, by the Alter Rebbe. And he was this marmer. He was very, very broken and bitter over how far he was from Hashem's book, over things in his life that were not going the way that he wanted. And he came to the Yechidus to the Rebbe. And the Alter Rebbe told him the following. This is what we have. There's a Messiah, and these are the words. The Rebbe Chusilin said these were the words. Kesheim shetzoyakim b'yechidus al v'chukai melukim chayim. The same way that when a Jew comes to the Rebbe and cries because of how far he is from the living God, so too, and more than this, kol neshama ba'aloyse v'layla, every neshama at night, when the neshama ascends to Shemayim, every neshama Kol neshama ba'aloisa b'mayla tse'ekes b'kol ma'ar, tse'ekes b'kol ma'ar, cries bitterly, b'kol ma'ar, al richuka melekim chayim, on the great distance that she's experiencing while occupying this goof, by being with this Jew in the world. And Alter was said, this is the secret, this is the sign of the Isha Achas Tzaka El Elisha. That this woman, this Isha Achas, Isha Achas means not Stamani Isha, Isha Achas, that this unique, extraordinary woman came to cry to Elisha. So on a basic level, the Rebbe was saying, in response to this lonely chassid crying, that Elisha is the Rebbe, Elisha is the Tzaddik Ador, Elisha is the Tzaddik. He's the Ish HaElokim, the Tzaddik is that representation of Elokus in this world that is godless of Elokus in the clearest way in this world, as the Ran, Drasha Saran tells us, by Rechus. What's the meaning of the Tzaddik? The Tzaddik is Besamikdash, is Kodesh Kadosh. And the Neshama comes crying, the Jew comes crying to the Tzaddik and says, Rebbe, I'm so far away from the Baruch Shem. I'm so far away from what you wanted me to do in this world. The whole tachlis of why you sent me into this world. I'm so far away from everything. That's the story behind the mind from Alter Rebbe. Now let's try to follow through a little bit with what Alter Rebbe said. Just the tamsis of what the Tzaddik said and what the Rebbe explained over the years, the Nisi and the Tzaddik and Chabad explained. In our story from the Rosh Hashanah, so he went to the Tzaddik, the lonely Jew who felt he was the loneliest person on earth, who was told he heard about the Argonauts, and he went searching throughout the world to find their Argonauts. And he came to the Tzaddik, and the Tzaddik told him, HaKe'ev shel habedidus hu ha'or ha'gonus shelcha. That pain that you're feeling of being alone, of loneliness, that is your Urhagonus. So that's what he was saying, the crying of this chassid and the crying of the neshama at night is the very fact that it hurts you. The very fact that you're a person, like it says in the story, he has friends, probably has a nice wife and has children. He's surrounded by good people, probably has a job. Like everybody else, like every other Jew, hopefully, that has a life that's miyushan. And af ha-pichem, he was the loneliest person in the world. Just like the chassid that came to Alter Rebbe, he was the loneliest person in the world. Because the Alter Rebbe is saying, that's what he was telling him, is the fact that you feel, and that's what this story is about, is the fact that with all that you have in life, and with all that you have accomplished in your life, the fact that you feel sometimes that you feel like you're the loneliest person, you feel that you're alone, you feel that you're far from Hashem's Baruch, that itself, this is what I've explained, that itself is a tremendous siman, it's a sign that the Ur HaGonos, that the hidden light, that the light of Bereishis, the light of the Baal Shem Tov, that the light of Elokus is shining inside of you. Because if there wouldn't be that light, if you wouldn't have that Ur-Hagonus within you, then you wouldn't feel the pain of that emptiness. You wouldn't feel how far you are. You wouldn't feel with all that you have in life that you're just not there, that you're lonely. You wouldn't feel that. So what happens is, the Alter Rebbe was saying, is that the Neshama remembers always. The Neshama remembers, and the Neshama is crying. The neshama, like the Alter Rebbe speaks about in Tanya, Barich is the inyan of the godless of the neshama, the godless of the shechina within a person. And the neshama feels that terrible pain and is crying out, Elisha, Elisha. Now, Elisha is a beautiful name. Baruch Hashem, I have an aunt called Elisha. Years ago, there were very few people who had the name Elisha. There was a big tzaddik from the Vichayim's name. Elisha, grandson. But it was a very, very uncommon name, Elisha. But Elisha means Keli, Rabbi Yishlam, my God, Shah, Shin Ayim. Shin Ayim means I'm begging you to listen to me. L'sfilasam She'eh. She'eh means to listen to. To hear, to listen to. Yisha Hashem El Hevel Vel Menchasai. Hashem heard, perceived. So when a Jew says, Elisha, he comes to the tzaddik, and he cries out, he says, Elisha, Rabbi Shalom Shah, I'm asking you, Shah really means, turn to me, look at me, turn to me, Elisha. Ishi meis, now listen carefully, let's follow through what it says in Navi. Ishi meis, my husband has died, that's what she says, that's what the neshama says. The neshama is crying and says, Ishi meis. That means, there they explain, Ishi is lost in portion of Asia, fire. Ishi meis, the fire I once had when I began to think of you, when I began to serve you, when I began to try to become an Eved Hashem. That fire of Ahava, that fire of Yira. Ishi meis. That fire has died inside of me. Ishi meis. That motivation, that excitement that I once had to go to a tish, that I once had for a davening, that I had to go to hear a shiur, that I had even for things, other things in life, Ishi meis. That fire inside of me, the Chanukah candle, the fire has gone out. Ishi meis. I can't find in my life any schashes, any simcha. Ishi meis. Va'anoisha vola kachas eshnei yiladai loy la'avod. Listen. Va'anoisha vola kachas. The noisha, the creditor. Rebbe explained, the creditor is nefesh b'hamid. The Nefesh Bahamas, the animal soul. The Nefesh Bahamas is the nation. The Nefesh Bahamas is coming to collect. Because each and every one of us, the capacity that you and I have to love, that ability for Jew to have kisufim. You all know the kesef, nichsechva begam kalsa nafshin. Kesef is a lashon of kisufim. The Baruch Shalom created us with such an unbelievable capacity and ability to love. Because he wants us, of course, to love each other, to love our parents, our brothers, our sisters, our wives, our kids. He wants us to love. But he wants us to love him more than anything. And he created us with such kisuf. He loaned us so much kesef. So much kesef. He gave us to take care of the Nevi'im, you know, the Ben Navi inside of who we are, to take care of, to use those kisufim, to love Hashem's Baruch, to love learning, to love mitzvahs, to love davening, to love other Jews. But she says, the neshama says, Ishi meis, and the problem is that the Noish of the Nefesh Bahamas, the Nefesh Bahamas is collecting all of the kisufim, all of the chukis, all of the loyalty that should have for the Baruch Shalom and for Avlat Gemara, all of the chukis that I should have for doing a mitzvah, all of the Simcha Sechaim, and all of the year, the awe, all of the awe, that I should have from you, from the Baruch Shalom, the Noish is the Nefesh of Bahamas. And during the course of our lives, the Nefesh of Bahamas becomes to collect, to take from us our Kisufim for God, our Kisufim, our Kesef, our Zav, our Ahav and our Yira. He takes to bring into the lowest, most disgusting Tchum, the dominion of the Nefesh Bahamas. To take my ability to love the Baruch Shalom and to fear Hashem, Shnei Bonai, to take my children, La'avada, to be slaves to technology, to be slaves to things that are not holy and pure, to be slaves to this world. Kisufa means the longings that I should have for you, I have for so many other things in life, that I don't have for you. Ishi Mes, that fire of my love for you has died. You know, I've become so, I don't want to say that because cynical is a big word of Tumma, but I've become very tzibrochen. It's a wrong thing to think of, but something. I look at children, I look at my grandchildren, I look at little children, and I see how excited they are and how pure they are. I'm a Shem Zayezah, Shem that's munach b'chayis v'shakan gharl. And I'm wondering, how long is it going to take until this world extinguishes that fire? And I watch them daven. I'm always davening. I always talk to my wife about this. Shalyich ben Neir la'olam v'ad, please help that the children, that the grandchildren, that the fire shouldn't go out. Help that they have the love that they have for good things, for Chanukah. I'm standing with my granddaughter and she's saying the brachas over the Chanukah candles. And it's so sweet. And I can't help it. My mind wanders and I'm thinking of students of mine and people that I'm dealing with. The 14, 15, 16-year-old girls up there. They don't want to be home for Chanukah. Ishi Meis. The Kisufim, the Kesef. The Kesef was taken by the Nefesh Bahamas and became an Eved. The Yira, the fear of Hashem. I've spoken so many times over these past months, the Pachadim. Being afraid of things of this world instead of being Jews who are careful, who are intelligent, who are cautious, but who are not frightened people. Pachadim. Afraid of everything. Afraid of everything. Being afraid, being Pachadim, people who are filled with pachad of things in this world, who have lost their, who have given their capacity to fear the Baruch Shalom, they've given that over to the Noisha, to the Nefesh Bahamas. And instead of having Yira Shamay, they're not afraid to talk in Shul. In Shul, we were learning today about the Chavur from Meridian Report, the Chavur. We're learning a maimer today that a person can talk, and so he's not afraid of talking in the Beis HaKnesses, where Chazal tell us what's going on. Shnei Malachim come. They put their hands in him. What is the talk in a shul? The Ari HaKadosh wouldn't talk even when it wasn't the time of Tefillah. He wouldn't say Devechol in a shul. And you come into a shul, and it's Bar HaMikdash Mamish, HaMikdash Ma'ad. Ova Beisachash Ta'achel Hevel Kadosh Chuyasach. And you're not afraid to talk. You could sit in shul, you could stand in shul and talk about COVID-19, you could talk about Fauci, you could talk about the elections. In shul, you're not afraid to talk. Instead of being afraid that there's a Borei Olam, there's a Shechina. The Nefesh Bahamas is afraid of everything in the world, except the Ribbono Shel Olam. So let's continue with the story of what happens over here. So what's the Eitz of Elisha? So, what does the tzaddik say? So again, I'm taking together the Alter Rebbe, a pillar of parish, a little bit of the pillar, it's more in Kabbalah, but mostly the Rebbe, Susi. What's Elisha's Eitzah? Listen carefully. He asks the Isha Achas, Ma Yeish Lach Babayis? What do you have in the house? Remember, this lady is broken. You must have something in the house. Because remember, the tzaddik in the story, you know, the tzaddik needs to have something to make the daven, that there should be a ribui, there should be an ace. There was also a chanukah, a little oil. So, my yeshach levayis. I could daven to rush from to bring an ace down, but I have something. But do you have something? My yeshach levayis. So, Rebbe explained that when he was screaming, when the Navi Elisha was saying, my yeshach levayis, the tzaddik is screaming. Imagine Al Tavi screaming at that chassid that went into him, my yeshach levayis. You're so broken, you're so empty, you feel so low. And the Rebbe was saying to him, I want to tell you, my friend, that the very fact that you're feeling so lonely means that you have within you the harmonies. That's why you feel that way. Because you have something very, 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 very dear, very special, very holy that's inside of you. No matter what has gone on in your life, no matter what you've lost over the years, and no matter what you have given to the Nefesh HaBahamas, and you think that you have nothing left, you've given everything to the Nefesh HaBahamas. Your mom is broke, you're empty. Everything was given to the Nefesh HaBahamas. So the tzaddik says, it can be, you're a yid. And the very fact that you came to talk to me, the Rebbe is saying to him, the very fact that you're coming to cry to me, and the neshama cries every night, and the neshama goes up to Hashem and cries, ishi meis, the very fact that that hurts you and you're crying, that I feel that my candle has been extinguished, I feel that I'm empty, that I'm broke, that's the biggest sign. The Rebbe said, eiza koyches nisharu l'cha, shein l'nefesh b'hamas shlita aleihem. The tzaddik says to the chassid, I want you to think about something good. In the words of Rabbi Nachman, it's called what? The ma'atoiv. Reish pei beish, right? Azamra. Think of the ma'atoiv. What? There must be a ma'atoiv. You're a Jew. You haven't given everything away to the Nefesh HaBahamas, to the Naisha. There must be my yesh l'chabai. Just think carefully. There must be a ma'atoiv. There must be in the Kuda Tahira, in the Kuda Taiva, there must be in this mess of the Beis HaMikdash that has been defiled. Your whole life has been defiled. Your whole life is disgusting and filthy. I know what you're talking about, but it must be that in this mess of what Upar Tsuchimis Mugdalai Vitimu Galashmanim, it must be that there's something left, epis something that's pure, that hasn't yet been broken, that hasn't been yet open and defiled by the Yavanim, by the Nefesh HaBahamas. There's still something good in you. Vatoymer, she says. So what does she answer? Vatoymer, Ein l'shivchoscha kol babayis. Habgornish, I have nothing at all. I have nothing at all. Nothing is in my house. Ki'im osuch shana. All I have is one jar of oil. You hear Chanukah now? You hear the Aragonis is now coming in. All I have is also shon. I have one jar of oil. That means that the Jew is saying, the Navi, the Tzaddik is shaking him up, because all the Tzaddik wants, all that the Tzaddik does in this world is to find that Pach Shemen inside of you. Sometimes the tzaddik doesn't have to even open his mouth. Before our chasna, it was only a few weeks before our chasna, I was able to be one of the last people that was able to see the Satan Rabbi Skusu and Rabbi Yarmish. He couldn't even talk anymore. He was whispering, and I couldn't even understand. But he didn't have to say anything. I never saw such a thing in my life. Whatever he was saying that the Gabbai was translating to explaining, I couldn't hear. Because that was extra. I'm zoche to hear words from the Lubavitch Rebbe, something from Baba Sahali, from the Klausenberger Rebbe, from the Ribnitzer Rebbe. But the words, the tzaddik, when you're standing near the tzaddik's holy mitzvah in this world is to help you to find that osoch shemen. You think you have nothing. You think you have nothing inside of you. Ein l'shivchasa, go on, I have nothing. Everything I have given to the Nefesh of Bahamas. I've sold myself completely to the Nefesh of Bahamas. English of Chosach Kol Bavayas Kim Oso Hashon. So what Alter Rebbe explains there, the Rebbe continued to explain, is that the Tzaddik says, listen, the very fact that you came to me and that you feel this terrible pain and this terrible loneliness inside of you, that's exactly what the story of Abasha, that this hurts you, that you're coming to the Tzaddik, it hurts you. That's why you're coming to me. That's why you're coming. The Rebbe says you're coming to me. That's why Lisa says you're coming to me. That means that there's a part inside of you which is called Chassidus, Yechidish of the Nefesh. Which means that Nakuda of Amunah that a Jew has, that even if you take and you have a million stories like this, these are all the stories like that, of this, that you have a Jew that did everything, every wishes, every aveir in the world. Like the famous story that was in the, by the Milchama that I read when I was a kid. I don't remember which town it was. It wasn't a town, it was a big city in Poland, and that there was a mayor over there. The mayor was an assimilated Jew that was married to a goita, and he was like a son Yisrael. He made terrible gzeiros on the Jews. He hated his own brothers and sisters. He told his children, he never told his children he's Jewish. And when the Germans came there, they put a yellow thing on him too. And then they came there and they took the mayor and they grabbed him, you're also a Jew. And the story was, I don't remember the details, but they came there and they wanted him to go. They took the Nazis, Yimashon, took the Sefer Torah from the Sanhedrin. And they said to the Rebbe, whoever it was, that he should go and jump to dance on him. And the Tzaddik said, but he won't do it. And they killed the Tzaddik, they tortured him. And they came and they told the mayor, this guy, who was Gishmad, who was married to him, and was involved in all kinds of bad things with other Jews. He didn't want to talk about that he was a Jew. He stood there and he said, and there were people who survived and saw this, that he said, I'm a Jew, I can't stand on a Sefer Torah, I won't walk on a Sefer Torah. And the Germans couldn't believe it, this guy. He said, yeah, we'll make believe we didn't hear that. And he said, I will never in my life walk on a Sefer Torah. Ever. Yechidish of the Nefesh. Which Tanya talks about, Yechasbek, he does. Yechidish of the Nefesh. Chachmash of the Nefesh. But that Nakuda of Yechidish of the Nefesh. But that Nakuda of Emuna of a Jew. When he understands, like that Jew understood that's what's happening. A person doesn't always understand that's what's happening. But when a Jew understands, and all of a sudden an amazing thing happens. All of a sudden, the Osuch Shem is a jar of oil. A jar of oil out of nowhere. He thought there's nothing left. But there's a jar of oil, it turns out, that even though you've run a nikbut su'alai, the parts of premise nikbut, betimu kol hashman. She said to the Navi, I don't have anything left. Nothing. Timu kol hashman. Ay, minoysa kankan. Minoysa kankanim nasim neis l'shoshan. So now listen what happens. So that's the tzaddik. The tzaddik is to be Megala, the Jew, that Osuch Shem, that jar of oil that's left, to bring out the Yechidish of the Nefesh. A lot of times it's when you're near the tzaddik, when you see the tzaddik, the Yechidish of the Nefesh. So what happens? So then the Navi says, I want you to go and borrow from your neighbors Kalim Reikim. Empty containers. Because, of course, what happened was that with the nace, all of these kelim became filled, and she became a gevirta. She had money. So he tells her, go to the neighbors and get kelim making. Every time I've gone to all the prophet, not. But go and get empty containers. Al tam iti. And he says to her, al tam iti. As many as you can. Al tam iti. How are you saying this? Altamiti? Don't leave any behind. Altamiti.
as many as you can. So what does that mean? So the Rabbi said that even though now you feel that when you do this, you feel ishi nice, there's no fire, my husband died, the fire went out. And when you learn Torah, you don't feel a fire. Ishi nice. So the tzaddik says, just keep on breaking kelim, even though they feel like they're empty, keep on going to shul. Keep on going to shul, get up, go to shul, go to shachris, go to mincha, go to lav, go to the shina. One of the chevah had a gevaldig suggestion. It's very simple. Every single person that's here right now should try to bring at least one chevah to come with you to learn one night of the week for a half hour, an hour, for 15 minutes. It's a bad answer. Kalim Reikim, all of us are Kalim Reikim. We're the Noisa Kankanim. We read tons of things in the Svar Makdoshim. And when you finish some beautiful piece, you're sitting there Friday night, you're learning the Tefer Shalim, you're going out of your Kalim. Right? From the Tefer Shalim. You never heard something in your life. You're seeing something with the Maran, Tefer Shalim, Kedushas Levi, Ramam Chag. You're going mamash out of your Kalim. And you don't know, everybody's sleeping. And you don't know who to say this over. I have this almost every Friday night. Who are you going to say this to? Everybody's sleeping. What are you going to do with this? But then I stop and I think and I say, but Barshan, Elisha, look at me. You, Barshan, you know more than anybody that all of these nice words, these are words that I'm saying, but that's not me. I'm an empty clue. Empty. Empty. So the tzaddik says, bring the kelim, bring your friend to shul, bring yourself to shul. You don't feel like it? Al tamiti. Kelim reikim. You don't feel like getting up to go to daven? Remember, remember. You remember how you wouldn't stand on the Sefer Torah when the German yelled at you and he put his gun to your head? You remember? You remember how you were killed by Kiddush Hashem? You remember that you're ready to die after Hashem? Every one of us will do the same thing. Every one of us is Maisa Nefesh. The Yichidish of the Nefesh. We would never ever give up our Yiddishkeit. Ever, ever, ever. We would never give up our Yiddishkeit. So the tzaddik says, think, remember. Remember how you felt that moment when you had to make that choice between being a Jew and not being a Jew. Remember that. And just bring the kelim, and then it finishes, it says, V'yetzacht al kol ha-kelim ha'elim. And take from that belief that you have in the Osuch Shem, in that little world that's inside of you, in the Kusta de Chiyusa that you have, the belief that you have that there's still that little oil inside of you that the Tzaddik brought out, that you felt when you were by that chuppah for your kid, you felt it by a kumzitz, you felt it by a ne'ilah, you felt it, every one of you knows there's an Osuch Shem inside of you. Everybody knows here that all of the websites of the world can't extinguish. My Rab, lo yuchlu l'chabes, is ahav, and the hermes, lo yishtafua, lo yishtafua, lo yishtafua, lo yishtafua. Nothing can extinguish, nothing can destroy that osuch shem, and it's munach b'chavis. Nothing. You know that you have that. Each one of us have felt that. So the tzaddik says, bring kelim reikim, come to shul, daven, do mitzvah, ben shluluv. Do good things, help people, do good things. You don't feel it right now, you feel ishi meis. Be mizboinei, think deeply, meditate upon that nekudah of amun and sachar yourself. All that void of Chabad, of chassidus. Because everything we're learning is all Torah Baal Shem, this is all Baal Shem Tov. Take that nekudah of amun. Think of what you're ready to give up. Everybody here spends, there are people that are spending 2/3 of what you have, 3/4 of what you have for your kid to be in yeshiva. And you would die if someone would try to take your kid out of yeshiva. I talk to people who are barely shomer mitzvahs. I had a conversation a few weeks ago with somebody who has a kid in a school, and this husband and wife are very, very, very far from being strong in Yiddishkeit. And the mother was crying to me because they didn't want to let the kid back into school. And please, please, to help get back into school, can you call up and try to get the kid in school? And you're thinking, this woman, the way she dresses, the way she acts, the way she talks, and she's even things on Shabbos that are not to say that her husband once spoke to me about that. Maybe it's better now. But things that are not good and things that are not tenua and not right. But she says, I can't. My child has to be a Jew. Can't be such a thing. There's a nekuda that's yichidish of the nefesh of the moon and the Jew. So yitzach tal kol ha-kelim ha'el. So take from that memory that you have of that jar of oil that you once found, take that and pour it into, connect it to those kelim reikim. Try to be misplaced, to think about it, and to bring it in. And then he ends and says, and it says in the pasuk, Va'at ubanayach tichi benoisar. Bring kelim reikim, fill it with the oil from the little jar, and they're all going to fill up. And Va'at ubanayach tichi benoisar. And you and your kids are going to live benoisa, the extra. You're going to live. You'll do very well, benoisa. So the Rebbe said, these are the words of Rav Charles Chassidim. Listen. V'zeu v'atu b'naich t'chi benoisa. Atu etzem ha'neshama. At is the etzem ha'neshama. U'b'naich en t'chilu l'chimush b'chol neshama. And the children, remember the children of what? Ahav en yira, those are the two kids. Ahav en yira. Love and fear, kesed and zav, ahav and yira. Tichyi b'noisar, ki yishon ha'or ha'bo m'nachoyshach. B'noisar means something that's extra. B'noisar is something that's extra because only a Jew is lonely, and only a Jew is broken, and only a Jew went looking throughout the world to try to find the Or HaGadol. And the tzaddik brought it out within him, and he began to feel that, and he began to live in that world of that Shemin Zayis Zach, Kosis Lamor inside of him, knows what the Rebbe says is Ki Yisun HaRav Nachayshach, that there's a light that's more powerful that comes out, that emerges out from the darkness. When you find the Or HaGadol, after looking for it for so long, and you find that Or HaGadol, and you begin to see your life is lighting up, you begin to see that your house is a different house. When you go to learn, you learn your house is a different house. Your marriage is a different marriage. Your life is a different life. And Noisa is the Oisius Neiris, of course. Candles, Oisius Neiris. So also another tiny story. I'm going through different stories. So I'll tell you this story. I told you already a story, so now I'm going to end with a story that's a tefillah. It's a davening. Ramatul Chernobyl is Husi Yemeinu. Had very chashuv children. Wow. Shrivka is great. We children. And there was one of his children was the tzaddikim saw him as being in many ways the deepest. The tzaddik from Cherkasy, Yaakov Yisrael. He married the daughter of the middle rabbi from the Lubavitch, Cherkasy the tzaddik. From there we come at Herrenstein, the tourist is Milwaukee, right? Familiar territory. And Mordechai Herrenstein, tzaddik from Cherkasy. It was an amazing shiluv in that part of the mishpacha of Chabad Chassidus and Chagas Chassidus. You see in Herrenstein, Mordechai Sefer, his Sefer's name, Ibn Baruch, but you see in the Sefer, Aliyahs, and it's like Chabad and Chernobyl, shiluv. So the tzaddik, the Cherkasy tzaddik, was going once with his garden. It was freezing cold. Freezing cold night, so much colder than now. Freezing cold. And the tzaddik, the Cherkasy tzaddik, was going to the garden. And he hears somebody screaming. Crazy screaming. And the Rebbe goes, somebody's in trouble. And the Rebbe starts to run towards the screaming. And the Gabbah, they're running together. And they come over there, and there's a Russian guard. There's some military compound or something. And there's a Russian guard. Is there anybody here that speaks Russian? So Okay, so this, I don't know if it's Russian or Polish, that was in Russian. So I don't know how to pronounce it, I don't know if it's the word. I remember the story was that this guy, this Russian, is standing over there, and he's screaming out, how do you say enough in Russian? Enough, dalai? Huh?
Latte.
Latte?
Latif?
Okay. See you soon. Davorina. Davorina. Okay. So he's screaming out that word. Davorina, whatever it was, Golos. Notice what he's saying? Maspik, enough Golos. Enough Golos. This guy's screaming this Russian. Enough Golos. Davorina Golos. And the Chakasiki says to him, Sayyid? So what are you screaming? This the Rana Golos, enough Golos. What are you screaming? So he said, listen. He said, I was taken away, like as you know, Xavier in those years, I was taken away when I was a child by the Russians, by the Tsar's army. They took him away for 25 years. They lost everything. They forgot everything. And he said that this is the only Jewish thing that I remember. The Varna Golos. Must be Golos. That's the only thing I remember. He says, well, how do you remember? What do you remember? He said, I remember that my grandfather, around midnight time, I don't know what was going on, but he used to sit on the floor midnight. And he used to put ashes. He made a whole thing on the floor. And he was crying. And I used to hear him saying, Devarna Golos, enough Golos, enough Golos, enough Golos. And I once went to him and I said, Zayda, what is that? What do you say? So my grandfather explained to me that it means Golos. He told me what Golos was about. And he said that. And then my grandfather told me, listen, whatever you're going to go through in life, when you come to a point where you feel that you simply cannot go on, my grandfather said, when you feel that you're so cold that you're going to die from the cold, scream at the top of your lungs, Devarna Golos, enough Golos, and Hashem will help you. He said, that's all I remember from when I was a kid. So it's a cold winter night, Chevra. Baruch Hashem, we're not in Russia. We're standing guard over Hashem's compound. One of the Baruch Shalom's last traces of his presence in this world before Mashiach comes. Zayis Chanukah. The tefillahs of Zayis Chanukah. Enough Golos. Should be the last winter, our Golos. Should be the last cold marriage, the last cold friendship, the last coldness in a Jew's life, the Gehenna of Shelag of snow, and the Ashen of fire of Yiddishkeit should be revived, should be brought back to life, so that each and every one should be zecher for that time to see with our own eyes. Habicha Sneha, the fire of the candle, and Yishai, with Lashon HaMitzvah, and every man of Amen.